Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by phone today, we have the State Director for the United States Department of Agriculture Rural Development, Colleen Landkamer. Welcome to the program.
Well, I'm excited to be on the program.
So we are anxiously awaiting the final signatures, I guess, on the farm bill. President Obama, I think, is going to have it on his desk, and this is pretty big news.
It's big news, and I think he's going to sign it in Michigan on Friday, is what I'm hearing. But the farm bill is critical for our region and the state of Minnesota. When you think about the impact of the many programs that the farm bill delivers, I think most people don't really think about the farm bill, that it impacts them, but it does school lunches, it does producers of agriculture, it does rural development, and that's my focus in my job is, you know, how do we invest in rural communities to make them longstanding, resilient, flexible, and moving well into the future with the multitude of opportunities there are.
And, you know, nobody really understands rural communities like you do, Colleen. You've been all over the state of Minnesota in all the nooks and crannies, and you really have some, I mean, it's challenging, but you're finding ways to make these communities vibrant, and you're coming up with some pretty interesting ideas.
There are actually so many innovative things going on in this state in small communities. And, you know, lots of times it just takes a little bit of seed money in order to make those opportunities successful. And that's what rural development does to a certain extent. It works with communities to figure out how we can assist their businesses, how we can assist in the housing market, because it's a well-known fact, if you have a safe roof over your head, kids do better in school, mm-hmm. Your community looks better, people are more engaged in the community. And so we do single and multifamily housing. In single-family housing, we actually guarantee for moderate-income people their loan at a bank. And so it takes a risk away from the bank. In our multifamily housing, we can assist with that, but all those multifamily apartments are owned by the private sector. So in all of our programs, it's a really strong nexus between private sector and public sector and nonprofits. How do we work together in order to make communities thrive and grow? We also do broadband, you know, which levels the playing field across this nation. And, you know, water, wastewater plants. It's not very sexy, but you can't live without them.
No, and you can't.
No.
So the investment is so critical to us. In the past, many communities or many agencies could do everything by themselves. You can't anymore. So how do we leverage those dollars with partners and figure out how to get the work done? And it only happens with leadership in a community and seed money from various places to make those things happen.
Well, Colleen, I really want to thank you for joining us today.
Well, thanks for letting me be on, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Colleen Landkamer, the State Director of United States Department of Agriculture Rural Development. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.